Good evening, everyone. We've made it to the 6 o'clock hour, and your news is coming up here in just a moment. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update is being brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. A pop-up food pantry will take place at Pigeon River Church, located at 7120 Geiger Road in Pigeon on Saturday, November 1st, 2025. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and is open to residents in need of food assistance. The distribution is part of an ongoing effort to support Huron County families experiencing food insecurities. And families across Michigan's Thumb, Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac are facing challenges with food access due to the federal disruptions in SNAP benefits, but there are still many resources available to help stretch household food dollars and keep healthy meals on the table. Local emergency food assistance, call 211 anytime to get connected with food pantries and nutrition services in your area. Thumb blessing boxes are discreetly placed in communities throughout Huron and Tuscola counties, offering basic needs and food items. Take what you need, leave what you can. The Tuscola Community Connections app provides easy mobile access to food pantry locations, housing help, health services, and more. You know, statewide programs and updates, MI Bridges is the hub for applying for food help, including SNAP and WIC. Due to the ongoing federal shutdown, November 2025 SNAP benefits will not be added to EBT cards, but any remaining funds are still usable at approved stores and markets. Double Up Food Bucks, which matches SNAP fruit and vegetable purchases, has temporarily removed daily limits and extended expiration dates through December. School and Medicaid supports all schools serve free breakfast and lunch for students. Ask about weekend backpack food programs and in-school pantries. And with Thanksgiving approaching, Huron County 4-H is organizing its annual food and personal care donation drive to support Thumb Blessing Boxes throughout the county. Donations will be accepted November 3rd through the 26th at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, located at 690 North Port Crescent Street. Items may be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., including over the noon hour. The office will be closed on Veterans Day, November 11th, and Thanksgiving Day, November 27th through the 28th. Organizers encourage 4-H families and clubs to donate non-expired foods or hygiene items to help local residents in need. Participants are advised to not to leave donations after hours and avoid liquid items that could freeze or leak. Monetary contributions can also be made to Thumb Blessing Boxes by check or via Venmo at Thumb Blessing Boxes. For more information, you can contact MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949. When we come back from this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is great goose hunting here in Farmer Red's corn.
That's right. My buddy Farmer Red just got a new Case IH Axia Flow Combine from Ozentoski Farm Equipment. Hey, here comes some geese. Get on.
Hey, where are those geese going?
Hey, they passed right over our decoys to Farmer Green's field over there.
Hey, here comes some more.
Wait a minute. They just passed right overhead, too.
Let's go over to Farmer Green's field and see why the geese are all over there.
Holy smokes. There's leftover corn kernels all over Farmer Green's field. Oh, Farmer Green, would you mind if we goose-hunted your cornfield next to Farmer Red over there on Stubble Road? Oh, thanks. Well, let's just say your field is a perfect feeding ground for geese.
This is Tim Ozentoski. It's time you checked out the Case IH Axial Flow Combines at Ozentoski Farm Equipment. The Case IH Axial Flow System has proven to pick up more grain and put it in the hopper, giving you increased yields and more money in your pocket. Stop in and see us at your Case IH dealer, Ozentoski Farm Equipment and Bad Axe, your locally owned and operated full-line farm dealer in the Thumb. Don't feed the geese, feed the Ozentoski family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, U.S. military forces say they have launched 3 strikes off of Colombia's coast. The targets were reported drug running boats involved in trafficking. Officials believe 14 people were killed in these operations. The Pentagon views this as part of broader anti-narcotics efforts. Colombian leaders have welcomed the U.S. support. The region remains tense as authorities monitor further activity. And in international news, India is on high alert as Cyclone Mantha approaches the eastern coast. Authorities have shut down schools and urged mass evacuations. Weather experts predict heavy rainfall and flooding. Emergency services are preparing for large-scale response. Coastal districts are bracing for serious disruption. Local officials advise residents to follow safety orders.
A weather disturbance approaching from the southern U.S. will spread some cloudiness into the area for tomorrow, and those clouds could come with a scattered shower or two, although the risk of rain isn't all that high. Halloween is looking dry with a brisk breeze blowing about the area, along with chilly temperatures for the trick-or-treat activities. As we head our way into tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy conditions over the region. Our low temperatures near 40, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain is less than 10%. Thursday, mostly cloudy overall, possibly a scattered shower or two popping up as the day progresses. Chance of rain is 40%, highs in the low 50s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts to 20. Thursday night, looking cloudy, a 30 to 40% chance of showers, lows in the low 40s. Winds north to northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts to 20. Friday for Halloween, sun in and out from clouds, breezy with highs near 50. Northwest winds gusting to around 25, and the chance of rain is less than 20%. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Steve Adamson.
And a news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.